Now that it's September, we've all noticed that daylight is shrinking. Meteorologists often recite the number of hours and minutes of sunshine each day and then say it's a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Yet tomorrow, they might say there's only a 1 minute decrease or a 3 minute decrease. It seems to jump around. So let's get to the bottom of this. This week, there's about 13 hours of daily sun in most of the United States. It's a loss of about 2 hours a day from our maximum in June. In the next month alone, we'll lose another 2 hours a day. When days and nights are equal on September 25th, not on the equinox on the 23rd, by the way, the sun will rise at around 7 a.m. and set around 7 p.m., 12 hours. Meteorologists consult daily sunrise and sunset tables that round off to the nearest minute, and this rounding off sometimes makes it seem that only 1 minute has changed, while a day later it can be 4 minutes. But in reality, it's really nearly 3 minutes each day during this entire month. At the same time, the midday sun is getting one sun width lower every 2 or 3 days. This is rapidly affecting the intensity of sunlight, and we can feel this change in our skin. That's our story. It's very different for those significantly north or south of us. People at the equator experience no change at all. There, it's always 12 hours of day and 12 of night, year-round. Those who lived at the North Pole, namely no one, also experience no change. For them right now, there is unrelenting sunshine 24/7 with no night at all. And this will be true next week and the week after that. Suddenly, around September 24th, over the course of just 2 days, the situation dramatically switches to zero sun. It's all or nothing. So everything depends on your latitude. But any way you slice it, these are our final few weeks of long days. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.